WHD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire,
and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Police in Wisconsin are still looking for a motive a day after they say a 15-year-old girl shot and killed a classmate and a substitute teacher at a Christian school in Madison. Police Chief Sean Barnes tells CBS Mornings.
We'll spend a lot of time today going through some items that we took from her house as a result of a search.
President-elect Trump's office is criticizing a New York judge's refusal to toss out his hush money conviction. Legal contributor Jessica Levinson.
The judge found the Supreme Court's decision regarding presidents and former presidents and their immunity from criminal prosecution did not bar liability in this case.
Among this year's 25 movies selected for the Library of Congress National Film Registry, 1974's Texas Chainsaw Massacre, 1984's Beverly Hills Cop, along with The Social Network and No Country for Old Men. CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Enjoying this local program?
Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. Wisconsin travel officials are expecting a busy and possibly record-breaking holiday season. A AAA survey estimated that nearly 2.5 million Wisconsin residents will be traveling at least 50 miles during the busiest travel season of the year, which would break last year's record high by about 75,000 travelers. With the added travel and freezing conditions on the roadways, officials are warning residents to drive carefully, account for additional travel time, and give themselves some extra space from other vehicles on the roads. The Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction has received over $10 million in federal grant money to improve the recruitment and retention of special education teachers. According to a press release, the funding will be spread out over 5 years to address persistent special education staffing shortages. The DPI found nearly half of special education teachers in Wisconsin have either left the state or the profession entirely after 6 years. The funding will be used for specialized training and the creation of residency programs. The Chippewa Falls City Council will consider allowing a nonprofit to reopen the L.E. Phillips Substance Abuse Center. Lutheran Social Services of Wisconsin and Upper Michigan is hoping to renovate and reopen the facility in the first few months of 2025 if they receive the special use permit needed. Under their plan, the facility would be able to support an average of 45 clients with stays ranging from 28 days to 120 days. The facility is located next to Highway I, next to St. Joseph's Hospital, which may also be reopened next year. The Rice Lake City Council has placed a time frame on a project to turn a former nursing home in the downtown area into affordable housing. The council has approved an amendment to the development agreement requiring Movin' Out, the Madison company overseeing the project, to present quarterly progress reports and assume ownership and demolition of the site after 5 years from the start date of construction. Movin' Out officials say the delays are related to legal hurdles and due diligence in pursuing tax credits for low-income housing. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
The Packers rest up. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers players getting an extra day off. Their next game is on Monday Night Football from Lambeau Field against the struggling New Orleans Saints. The Wisconsin Badgers announced that they're welcoming a new quarterback, Danny O'Neill, who started as a true freshman this year for San Diego State. College hoops. After losing three straight last week, the Wisconsin Badgers have dropped out of the AP Top 25. They had been ranked as high as 11th in the nation. They beat Butler over the weekend. Head coach Greg Gard.
I think we were getting better during that stretch, and I think obviously when you play really good teams, you're going to have adversity.
NBA, it's the Bucks and the Thunder tonight in Las Vegas for the NBA Cup. Odds makers have Oklahoma City as 5-point favorites. Bucks head coach Doc Rivers, what the tournament means for the team.
You don't get to get this experience during a regular season. Yeah. This will help us. This will help Oklahoma and Atlanta, Houston, everybody that was here. It's going to help us later.
That's Doc Rivers with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Cloudy today with snow developing later this afternoon, continuing through tonight with around an inch or a little more possible by the time it ends. Our high in the upper 20s to low 30s today. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 24 with more snow on the way tomorrow night through much of Thursday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 28.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out. The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Cindy from Appleton.
Time Magazine has made the convicted felon the man of the year this year. Shame on them.
Time Magazine base their person of the year on impact and, like, newsmaking. The CEO assassination is pretty much the only news cycle that isn't entirely focused on Donald Trump, and yet it still relates to him because he has no healthcare policy.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Terry Barr from Civic Media. She is the genie of just about everything. Will be joining us. We'll talk to the Humane Animal Welfare Society of Waukesha County about their latest adoption event. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air. Weekday mornings at 10. 93.5 The Tap.
Good morning and welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. That's 855-752-4842. Good morning to you, Calvin. How you doing, man?
I'm doing all right, Earl. How are you?
Well, yeah, I've been better, man. I'm finding out that I have cataracts. You ever hear those things?
I've heard of them, I think, in your eyes.
Yes. And so I'm going to have them, you know, kind of have that taken care of pretty soon. I'm wondering why when I look over here at the monitor and I try to read something, I'm having troubles kind of blurry. But that's part of the aging process. And so, you know, I'm glad that I know that that's what it is. And I used to think when I heard people talk about cataracts, well, that's the old people. Hey, Calvin. you know, I was thinking about this the other day. Man, I'm considered an elderly person. I'm not buying that, man.
Yeah, well, you're young in spirit.
Man, I'm not, you know, I'm not buying that I'm an elderly person, man. I just, you know, whatever that means. But I certainly don't feel it, and I'm excited. You know, man, listen, got a lot to talk about today. Of course, we're going to talk a little bit about the horrible, you know, a school shooting at Abundant Life Christian School in Madison. Man, there's an awful lot of angles that I want to talk about with that horrible incident. The second hour, we're going to be talking about Elton John. And Elton John thinks that one of the worst things we've ever done in this nation was legalizing marijuana. And I had never gave it a second thought, Calvin. You know, I had never given it a second thought that that was an issue. Of course, I'm a reform marijuana smoker. But I never... I mean, I remember celebrating the fact that marijuana was legal. But after reading what Elton John had to say, man, it made me see things from a different perspective. So we're going to spend some real time as people celebrate and people who are upset with the state of Wisconsin for holding the line on legalization of marijuana. We're going to talk about that at length. In hour two, and also in hour two, we're going to talk about the politrickster of the day. But I want to begin, man, with this horrible shooting, Calvin, at Madison, you know, in Madison at the Abundant Life Christian School, and a 15-year-old young lady. I spent 12 years in the largest school district in the state, Milwaukee Public Schools, volunteering my time. And I got to know young people, Calvin. I really got to know them and their idiosyncrasies. And one of the things that I knew, that I got to know that was really important for me was on Mondays, or on Fridays. So students would go home on Fridays, and everything was fine. But Monday they'd come to school, and fights and everything else would jump off. You know what happened, Calvin, between Friday and Monday?
They were home for the weekend.
And on what?
The video games and the internet.
Social media. Now, I don't know. I wasn't there with this young lady and what she did, you know, and what set her off. But, man, I'm telling you and this audience that social media with young people is a scourge. And so, you know, we'd come to school on Monday and all hell would break loose. Well, somebody said something about somebody else on social media. It got out, it moved around. And when school started on Monday, it was always, you know, it took us the entire day to settle young people down because of things that were said on social media. Now, they, you know, they're eventually, I guess, there's a manifesto. So they're going to find out, I guess, the reason that this 15-year-old did what she did. But Calvin, I guarantee you, social media is going to have played a role in it. So young people get to saying things about others on social media. It gets around, and then there are other people who pour gasoline on the fire. You know, I'll tell you, man, we didn't have school shootings in my time. And we were baby boomers. So there were so many children in the pipe system, in the school system, when we were baby boomers because of just the literal numbers of us, but there were no school shootings. Yes, there were guns around. Parents had guns, but there weren't any school shootings. So something happened. 855-752-4842. Something happens. Now, America is the number one place that all of these shootings take place. So do you ever wonder why? Nowhere else in the world does this happen. Why does it happen in the United States almost exclusively? We only make up 4% of the global population, yet the majority of all of the school shootings take place in our nation. You ever wonder why? You ever ask yourself why? And if you don't ask the question, then I don't know why we don't ask the question. There is a correlation between the school shootings in our country and the fact that we have more weapons than we do people in this country. I'm not going to say nobody wants to talk about it, but I got some statistics that we're going to be going through this morning that should make you want to stop and pause and say, oh, wow. Some real statistics that should be alarming to all of us. Let's go to the phone lines and Jack from Racine. Good morning to you, Jack. How you doing, man?
Good morning, Earl. Earl, when I heard you introduce the topic today, my first thought is, oh my, we have to think about this again. We've heard just about everything there is about it, but I'm glad you're bringing it up. It has to be brought up. I'm a hunter, gun owner all my life, but I don't keep guns for protection, and I've known police officers who were very glad to hang up their guns when they got done because they didn't want to shoot anybody. So that's a real issue. So there are a lot of real issues about this and the need to control our guns better than we do with different means. But what you're saying, I agree about the social media, but, you know, the kids are just copying their parents. And since the shock jocks, the Jerry Springers, now we even got a president who will say anything he wants to say, regardless of how much it hurts somebody or how bad it is about them, right in public on the news at any time. But, you know, it's a trend in our society that you can say whatever you want about anybody, and it's okay. And unfortunately, the kids are doing it. I agree that this is a cause of deaths from kids going after each other, as well as fighting and things of this nature with you. You don't have any answers. Pretty hard to regulate all these things.
Well, so, Jack, let me say to you, this clearly is a monumental issue in our nation. Again, we lead the entire world in school shootings, and we only make up 4% of the population, global population. So there clearly is a problem in our nation. And I'm going to bring up some statistics in this first segment of the show that will point out where the problems lie and why these are things that can be fixed. Number one, I said this yesterday. I don't own any guns. I've never owned one. I've only had a gun in my hand once, and that was when I went through citizens training for the FBI. And I'm 70 years old. I'm not opposed to people hunting, any of those things. As a matter of fact, I got some statistics on what percentage of people in this nation hunt. But what I am saying is the sheer number of guns that exist in our nation is part of the problem. And I'm also going to talk a little bit about the minority of gun owners that seem to be able to control the majority of the American people. Maybe you weren't aware of it, but only 4 in 10 U.S. adults live in a household with guns. 4 in 10, including 32% who say they personally own a gun. That's all. And this is according to VCU Homeland Security expert William Pelfrey Jr. And this is in June 17th, 2022. 4 in 10 live in homes where guns are present. We're going to talk even more about that and why this is so important to you and where you fall in this. 855-752-4842. It's the Earl Ingram Show. And 855-752-4842.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap Eau Claire, Chippewa Valley's home for the Todd Allball Show.
Life is full of difficult decisions. Planning ahead doesn't have to be one of them. At the Cremation Society of Wisconsin, they believe pre-planning is a gift of love, easing the stress and uncertainty the family may face during a challenging time. By sharing your wishes now, it gives them the peace of mind they deserve. Cremation Society of Wisconsin is proud to serve the community as Wisconsin's premier cremation provider. Visit cremationsociety-wi.com today. Cremation Society of Wisconsin, here when it matters most.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Big news in Wisconsin this month, as much of the controversial anti-union Act 10 law was struck down in a ruling by Dane County Circuit Court Judge Jacob Frost. Two takeaways on this. One, the ruling gets at the heart of what has always made this law so brazenly political, by defining public safety employees differently from general public employees. That decision was pretty clearly made not based on across-the-board policy, but on which unions backed Scott Walker for governor in 2010. It would be fitting if that is what ultimately spells the end for this controversial law. Secondly, this case is headed to an appeal, which almost certainly will end up at the Wisconsin Supreme Court. While this case still might be decided by the court's current 4-3 liberal majority, it's a good reminder of just how important the upcoming race for state Supreme Court will be.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us. This is 93.5 The Tap.
This time of year, I'd like to remember the gifts of cheer to put under the tree. Sharing the things that make a December. Here is my list for you, just from me. All I want for Christmas are friends that sparkle and snow that's light on the ground.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842, talking about the horrible incident that occurred yesterday in Madison at Abundant Life Christian School. And, you know, I wanted to, you know, give some statistics to kind of point out why we are in the condition we are in this nation. And why it almost appears as if it can't be fixed. This can be fixed. And, you know, here's I was talking about before we went on break. 4 in 10 U.S. adults live in a household with guns, including 32% who say they personally own the gun. Calvin, are you surprised that the number is that small? Didn't you think that there were much more than 4 in 10 households that have guns in this city, in this country?
Well, I'm actually not too surprised. I know I can't say I know too many people. Well, I guess that sounds about right. I think about half the people I know probably have guns.
Really? According to parties, 45% of Republicans and independents say they own a gun, compared to 20% of Democrats. Man, that's an amazing stat. 45% of Republicans and independents say they own guns, only 20% of Democrats. 45% of men compared to 25% of women. That's not a surprise. Here's another one. 47% of rural people own guns, compared to 30% of suburban people and 20% in urban areas. 38% of whites, 24% of blacks, 20% of Hispanics, and 10% of Asian Americans own guns. Here's what that says to me. Why is it that in a majority country where the majority rules, why can't we get guns and the things that are associated with guns, since a small percentage, less than 50% of the American people own guns, why is it that they can control the narrative? The majority of us don't own guns. Why can't we, those of us who don't own guns, use our leverage in being the majority to force changes in what we know is happening with these gun laws? Now, we do know that gun lobbyists and lobbyists really control things. But still, they're the minority. They're not the majority. So why can't we bring about the change necessary by being a majority? Why should we remain, why should we be held hostage to a minority of people who own guns? Let's go to Jim from Brookfield. Good morning to you, Jim. You say what?
Good morning, Earl. I say you ask a very good question. Why we as a majority of non-gun owners cannot control the narrative is because we don't have the money behind that, you know, from the NRA and the gun lobby that threatens the politicians. Hey, you vote for these gun laws, otherwise you're out of office. We as a majority have to make it abundantly clear, even though we may not have the financial backing of something like the NRA behind them, that if you vote for these loose gun laws or make it, you know, easy to have gun in every corner or something, we're going to vote you out of office. And we need to organize and to make that clear to these politicians, because right now the narrative is controlled by exactly what you're saying, Earl. Earl is the minority because they have the support, the financial backing, and the known record. They get out and vote if it's any politician passes an anti-gun law or anything that's common sense gun control. We're going to organize and we're going to come out in mass and vote you out of office. We got to flip that. That needs to be flipped.
You know, Jim, my thing is I'm not opposed to anybody owning guns they have a right to. Tony says people don't necessarily want to own a gun, but they don't want to be told that they can't. Well, I don't think anybody's telling anybody that they can't own a gun. What we are saying is those of us who don't own guns should not be held hostage by the minority group of people who own guns. And so we are watching the carnage that continues to pile up in this country from all of the people who are being killed by these guns. And it can't be, well, you know, you're interfering with my right to own a weapon. None of us are saying that. What we are saying is there's so many different things that should be addressed. For instance, I know guys who own 50 weapons and 10,000 rounds of ammunition. How does that make any sense? How should that even be allowed to happen? You know, I'm a guy who has no criminal record. So, you know, the way the laws are situated, I can become a gun dealer. And I can pass the background, and I can start selling guns. I can have them brought to my home, you know, by the very people who drop off Amazon and other people, because I have no criminal record. And so I can go out and kind of, you know, help make sure that all these guns move around. As I make money, I'm not concerned about the average American citizen. My only focus is money. I don't care about the carnage. And those are things that we should be able to control in this nation. Guys, hang on. 855-752-4842. I'm going to give you some more statistics that are really mind-boggling and mind-blowing to why we can fix this. We have to have the will to do it. 855-752-4842. You're tuning into the Earl Ingram Show.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, the Chippewa Valley's home for Up North News Radio.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. The Madison community is reeling from Monday's school shooting at Abundant Life Christian School. According to Madison police officials, eight people were shot at the Eastside School on Monday just before 11 a.m. As of Tuesday morning, a teenage student and teacher have been killed, two others were in critical condition in the hospital, and four others suffered non-life-threatening injuries. Authorities identified the shooter as 15-year-old Natalie Rupnow, a student at the school, and say she died from an apparent self-inflicted gunshot wound. The Wisconsin State Patrol has officially started their Drive Sober or Get Pulled Over campaign for the holiday season. According to law enforcement officials, there were hundreds of impaired driving-related crashes during the holiday season last year, including a dozen that were fatal. The campaign seeks to increase enforcement and remind residents to plan ahead if they intend to consume alcohol or other impairing substances during their holiday gatherings. The enforcement campaign will run through the end of the year. City of Eau Claire residents should be prepared for a higher water bill in the next few weeks. The city is planning to increase the water rates by about 4% in February to help offset the cost of water treatment. Despite the planned increase, city officials still say water rates in Eau Claire are among the lowest in the state, and the average resident will only be paying a few dollars more per quarter. Part of the reason for the increase is the construction of the PFAS removal facility at the water plant, which will cost about $120 million. The Eau Claire Police Department has announced that a suspect related to a stabbing at the Dew Dodge Inn over the weekend has been taken into custody. According to law enforcement authorities, the incident occurred in the bar on Saturday at around 6 p.m. When officers arrived at the scene, they attempted life-saving measures on the victim and transported them to a local hospital, where they later died. Authorities say the suspect was quickly identified and taken into custody, and there are no other suspects being sought at this time. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Lisa Kudrow is not a fan of AI and let Tom Hanks know about it. Kudrow appeared on the Armchair Expert podcast and referenced Hanks' recent film, Here, in which AI helped depict Hanks and co-star Robin Wright over the course of several decades. Kudrow criticized Hanks and director Robert Zemeckis, saying it could affect the need for actors and that it was an endorsement for AI, adding that it might not ruin everything, but you will basically just be licensing actors' images and not letting them actually act. There is a new teaser trailer for White Lotus Season 3. The third installment of the show will be set in Thailand. Mike White returns as the show's creator and will also direct the season as he did the previous two. Season 3 stars Carrie Coons, Leslie Bibb, Parker Posey, and Walton Goggins. Season 2 won the Emmy for Best Drama Series. Season 3 drops February 16th on HBO. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Cloudy today with snow developing later this afternoon, continuing through tonight with around an inch or a little more possible by the time it ends. Our high in the upper 20s to low 30s today. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 24 with more snow on the way tomorrow night through much of Thursday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 28.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Cindy from Appleton.
Time Magazine has made the convicted felon the man of the year this year. Shame on them.
Time Magazine base their person of the year on impact and, like, newsmaking. The CEO assassination is pretty much the only news cycle that isn't entirely focused on Donald Trump, and yet it still relates to him because he has no healthcare policy.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Robot vacuums still frighten me, but you could win one as part of the Grown Up Gift List Text to Win contest. Shane Matinair is here. Where are you on robot vacuums?
Probably no. Yeah. My husband and I bought a Shark. If I could love a little appliance, I love my Shark vacuum.
When something actually sucks the way that you want it to, that's a good thing.
That is a good thing.
Well, look at the time here.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning, 6 until 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome nationally syndicated Tribune Media columnist and comedian Greg Schwemm and marketing director of the Marinette Community Rec Center, Sean Katzbach, joins the show to talk about the STEAM concert.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Well-dressed snowmen
All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. We're talking about, another horrific shooting in Madison. A school, a Christian school, Abundant Life Christian School, where a 15-year-old girl got a hold to a weapon and was able to shoot and kill a teacher and another student and wounded a couple others, life-threatening injuries, and then took her own life. And I'm saying that during my time in school as a young boy, we didn't have any of those. There were no school shootings. Didn't exist. Didn't happen. And yes, there were guns around. So something is happening. I keep hearing people say, mental illness is pervasive in young people. And I would push back and say, okay, if mental illness is pervasive in young people today, why? Are you telling me that young people today are facing much more stresses than we did in our lives? And so when you talk about mental illness, the society is messed up. That's no question whatsoever that we live in a society that is clearly messed up. Because when people think that they have to settle their disagreements with guns, and guns become the order of the day, and that's what happens in this country. But again, where we're missing the boat in this is only 4 out of 10 are the ones who own guns. And my take is they shouldn't be able to force what they do and what they believe in on the rest of us. 72% of gun owners say it's for protection. 72%. 32% say it's for hunting. 30% say for sports shooting. Party affiliation. 61% of Republicans who don't own a gun say they could see themselves owning a gun in the future, compared to 40% of Democrats. 61% of Americans say it's too easy to legally obtain a gun in this country. 61%. So why can't we get that fixed? If the majority of the American people say it's too easy to own a gun in this country, why can't we fix that? 6 in 10 Americans want stricter gun laws. Why can't we get that fixed? That's clearly the majority. Let's go to Jim from Eden. Good morning to you, Jim. You say what?
Yeah, good morning, Earl. The last 4 years, the number of gun owners have really increased, especially women.
Well, no question, but they're still the minority. Overwhelmingly.
It has increased recently. But the question is why? Why are they taking these courses, women? They've gotten scared recently. And it is because we look back to why it was in the first place, the Second Amendment, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed upon. Well, it was because they saw a tyrannical government could control a population.
Hey, Jim, let me say this to you. The majority of the American people don't agree with you because they don't own guns. Okay? So you can say that, and that's what Republicans and other people who own guns want to bring up. But you're well in the minority, my friend. The majority of the people don't agree with that.
I know, but it's still the same Constitution that we've always had that says you can have as many guns as you would like.
And so, this is the issue. Why should you be able to have as many guns as you want and 10,000 rounds of ammunition. Why does that make sense?
Because you only got two hands, so you can only shoot two of the thousands of guns you got. So what difference does it make how many guns you got?
Hey, Calvin, you want to respond to Jim? I want you to ask Jim a question or...
Well, I'm not sure that I totally have much to say. I think if you really dove into the spirit of the Second Amendment and looked at its actual language and looked at some of the Federalist Papers that were written in support of, everyone always leaves out the in order to form a well-regulated militia part of the Second Amendment. And I certainly don't see any part of it that is well-regulated.
Hey, Jim, does it make sense? You made a statement that you only got two hands, that you only have two hands. And so, you know, and so what sense does that make then for a person to own 10 to 15 weapons?
They do to show other people their wonderful collection of guns. You know, what would be wrong with that? You know,
well, here's what's wrong with it, man. In our nation, there are more people being slaughtered by guns, and we only make up 4% of the population than the rest of the world combined, man. You don't see that as a problem?
You know, guns don't kill people.
Oh, people kill people. Right. People with guns kill people. Jim?
They decide to kill somebody, and they use a gun.
If they didn't have the easy accessibility to guns, Jim, they wouldn't do it. And I can tell you, since the majority, since if you look at a place like Canada, where guns aren't so easily accessible, people are being killed because they don't have accessibility to those guns.
How about China? Same thing. They don't have, guns are not allowed.
Okay, so they're not killing people like we're killing people, man. That's the issue.
Because they can't, because the government doesn't let them.
So does it make sense? Jim, does it make sense? So it's okay. So, you know, you just said, so the government doesn't let them. The government doesn't let people kill people. It doesn't make any sense. Your argument makes no sense. What do you want? You want more opportunities for people to kill people in this country, right? You think that's okay?
The government that wants to control us and take over us and limit freedom. That's what we want.
So freedom to kill innocent people in this country, right? A young girl just had access to a gun, freedom to walk into a school and kill innocent children and adults. That's what you call freedom?
We don't know what was going on.
We know she had access to the gun, man. That we do know.
Right.
Thank you for the call, man. Thank you for the call. Hey, Brendan, what's going on, man?
Oh, my God. I don't even know where to begin with a moron like this.
Hey, Brendan, he's not alone, right?
Wait, Earl. First of all, he talks about freedom, okay? And he talks about tyrannical government. Well, buckle up, Buttercup, because a tyrannical government's coming in. And so let's see if all these MAGA people who are threatening civil war, once they wake up out of the ether and figure out they're going to pay more for everything while he's giving his billion-dollar buddies. But as far as the topic of guns, those politicians up there, we don't run the government anymore. They run us due to money and bad money in government, and that's why guns are as pervasive as they are. So guess what, politicians? You don't live in a bubble. You have community homes. You have to fly home to see your family. And when you start really aggravating the American public, and guess what? The guy that killed the guy in New York City, they didn't count his gun.
No.
He printed his gun.
That's correct.
Okay? So those guns aren't being counted. And all the illegal gun sales that go on, we have no idea who owns guns and who doesn't in this country. So let's all wake up, okay? Because guess what? Washington, D.C., your problem is going to come home to roost. All the money you took from the gun lobbies and making it so easy for people to get guns, and in states like Texas and other places where you get gun with a free tank of gas. Hey, listen, enjoy the problem that you've created. I don't own a gun. I don't need a gun. If somebody comes in my house, I mean, you know, I'm going to have to defend myself and my family, but I'm not going to own a gun.
Well, again, Brendan, 60% of the American people don't. But that's the part of it that I think is lost in all of this. The majority of the American people don't own guns. Why are we held hostage then? Why can't we get things to work the way the majority of the American people want it? We're watching, we're terrified because we don't know who's walking around with guns. Hey, Brendan, thank you very much for the call. Susan, you're up next. Good morning to you.
This is another good issue that people have to really think about and for the future. But I have an answer for your question. How to control these guns? Well, if you want to have guns, and that is your amendment right to have that, that's fine. But you are going to be responsible for that gun. If that gun is used in any type of criminal activity, and I don't care if it's used to shoot somebody or not, if it's used to hold up somebody, whatever, once that gun owner has been identified as the owner of that gun, they will spend 10 years in jail. That's it. There's nothing to say. I don't care how many kids you have. I don't care where you go to church. I don't care about anything. You are responsible for that gun. You should keep that gun locked up. You should know where that gun is at all times. And if you don't, you have to pay the consequences. I don't even care if that person was not involved in the criminal activity. You are the owner of that gun. You must take responsibility for that gun.
You know, Susan,
and that's the way it should
be. You worked in law enforcement. I keep telling people, I know many police officers who do not like the fact that so many people are walking around with concealed carry. And I hear people, you know, well, the police are not happy that the citizenry is armed and walking around on the street because they don't know who you are. And so police officers are terrified because they don't know who's armed and who's not armed. There was a time when they didn't have to worry about that. But now every stop, they're tense. I've got police officers that are friends. They don't know who has what. You know, we can address these things. Are we willing to do it? And I began a whole conversation about this, again, horrible, you know, situation in Abundant Life Christian School. How many different times do we have to continue to see this happen before we all, those of us who are not gun owners, bring the necessary pressure on our government to force them to do the right thing? 855-752-4842. I don't care about the gun lobby. They shouldn't be more valuable than the American citizens. 855-752-4842. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show.
You're listening to 93.5, The Tap.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With limited incomes not keeping up with the lingering effects of inflation, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund
and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.kwwf.org.
Civic Media, Wisconsin's source for real news and great conversation, offers podcasts of all of our daily shows online and on demand. Simply go to civicmedia.us, click on Daily Shows, and choose the podcast that you want to download. Shows are updated daily, or you can save them and listen all at once. Our podcasts are sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. You are an organ donor, right? Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Learn more at heroicdeed.com.
The holidays are here, and it's nearly time to pick a present from our grown-up gift list with our Civic Media statewide text-to-win contest. Listen while you work for the keywords to text for your chance to win $100 cash, an overnight vacation at Chula Vista Resort, and be entered to win one of our grand prizes, a robot vacuum, new luggage, humidifier, espresso machine, and more on our grown-up gift list at civicmedia.us. Just download the Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 11, 1, and 4 for your chance to win in our statewide contest.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, the Chippewa Valley's home for Matt and Air on Air.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, just like the ones I used to know. Where those treetops listen, and children listen to hear sleigh bells in the snow, but then I am dreaming.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Again, we're talking about the horrible, you know, incident that occurred in Madison at Abundant Life Christian School. I still maintain, until the last breath, this can be avoided. These things can be avoided. If we have those of us who are in the majority, who, if you ask, 66 in 10 Americans want stricter gun laws. 6 in 10 Americans want stricter gun laws. Then why can't we get that done? The majority of the American people. I thought this is a nation where the majority ruled. Oh, well, it is, Earl, except for when it comes to guns. How stupid is that? That's absolutely just stupid. Let's go to Eric. Oh, last thing before I go to Eric. I don't know. And if I did own a gun, for heaven's sakes, my 15-year-old child would not have access to it under any circumstances. I don't know about you, but there's no way I would allow a 15-year-old to have access to a killing stick. I don't know, you know, how people who own guns, and I hear people say, well, you know, in my house, I own guns. My kids grew up around guns, so guns are just left around. That's nonsensical to me, man. You know, kids 15 years old can't comprehend all the things that can happen at that young age if they have access to those firearms. Let's go to Eric from Tulsa. Good morning to you, Eric. You say what?
I don't believe that. Hello?
Yeah. Go ahead, Eric.
Oh, okay. Sorry. Yeah, sorry. I don't believe that the gun laws in this country will change unless we dump, you know, white supremacy as a doctrine. I just don't believe. I think that in the end is part of, I hate to sound like a broken record, But it's the confidence of being armed that a lot of people, they're almost like brown shirts in a sense, in psychologically, where if the beep hits the fan, they're armed. And that's always been a fear in my communities. People have always thought, and don't think it's a Republican Democratic thing, it's a white thing. And so I think that's a part of it. And I don't have that, but I've known people that have kind of walked that line. So it's I don't believe they'll change. And if it does change, I believe that's a sign that we're evolving, I'll say.
Well,
and I've always kind of said, you know, as far as being armed at your home and things like that, self-defense, you know, you can have a revolver, you can have a single shot rifle, you can have a shotgun. Those are kind of weapons that I'd be accepting as far as need. All the semi-automatic stuff is all either for play or for obviously hunting human beings. And the insurance thing has been a great point for, as long as I could remember hearing about it, is insurance for weapons. Why not? We do it with cars.
Well, you know, Eric, you heard Jim from Eden. He clearly was saying, his thing is overthrowing the government. There are many people who have a lot of those weapons for that reason. In their sick minds, they somehow believe they're going to, tyrannical and overthrow the government. They don't understand, man. That's a fairy tale. That's an illusion. The government has drones, man. They're talking about drones. I don't care how many weapons you have and how much ammunition you have. You and your minions are not going to overthrow this government, man. But there are people who in their minds think that this is going to happen and we're going to go at it.
I believe, Earl, that that's the same group of people that said the reason they voted the way they did was because of the economy. I believe it's just a false flag. I don't think that's the reason at all. That's just their cover story. They know that they can't beat tanks. It's just a fear of a black insurrection. Again, it's been around for 100 years. That's been, look at what happened when President Obama was elected. The militias rose up, the ammunition rose up, the firearm sales rose up. It's all our own deluded minds, but that's where it's coming from in my mind. Like I said, they will not be changed unless we're getting rid of our white supremacist doctrine.
Hey, Eric, man, thank you very much. Always, man, really appreciate the call. Up next on the Earl Ingram Show, why Elton John calls the legalization of marijuana one of the greatest mistakes of all times. I got to tell you, I hadn't given it much thought. But man, after listening to and reading this article by Elton John, it made me stop and pause, because I was one of those who was saying Wisconsin is making a big mistake by not legalizing marijuana. All the states around us have. But after this article and after the conversation we have with Elton John about this article from Elton John, we'll see. 855-752-4842. I'm interested in your thoughts.
This is 93.5 The Tap. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. Our old friend Trigvi Olsen in the guest host chair. And if I make it back in time, I'll join you live as well. Be there.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays noon till 2. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Cindy from Appleton.
Time Magazine has made the convicted felon the man of the year this year. Shame on them.
Time Magazine base their person of the year on impact and like newsmaking. The CEO assassination is pretty much the only news cycle that isn't entirely focused on Donald Trump, and yet it still relates to him because he has no healthcare policy.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap,
WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire,
and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Investigators in Wisconsin are searching for a motive a day after police say a 15-year-old girl opened fire, killing a classmate and a substitute teacher at her small Christian school in Madison. Police Chief Sean Barnes tells CBS.
What we do know is that this child obviously was very troubled. There's usually some type of warning signs that we all may have missed.
He says the shooter died of a self-inflicted gunshot wound. Ukraine says it assassinated a top defense chief in Russia today. CBS's Haley Ott.
Kirillov and the unit he headed were under sanctions by a number of countries for the use of chemical weapons on the battlefield in Ukraine.
He was killed by a bomb hidden in an electric scooter. White House National Security Communications Advisor John Kirby still insisting hundreds of drone sightings in the East pose no threat.
There's absolutely no indication at this point that there's a national security threat or a public security threat based on what we know today.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
You can all...